This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The UN Human Rights Office says there's growing evidence that Russia had committed war crimes in Ukraine. Michelle Bachelet, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, said Russia armed forces have indiscriminately shelled and bombed populated areas, killing civilians and wrecking hospitals, schools, and other civilian infrastructure, actions that may amount to war crimes. The UN said it also appears that Ukraine has also used weapons with indiscriminate effect. The U.S. doesn't believe what Russian President Vladimir Putin is saying about the war in Ukraine. AP correspondent Rita Foley has details.
President Putin claims victory in the battle for the strategic city of Mariupol in the southeast, but the Pentagon says the fight is still on. The battle isn't over. About 2,000 Ukrainian fighters are holed up in a steel mill there. Pentagon press secretary and retired Rear Admiral John Kirby says the Russians made a big show of it when President Putin ordered his troops not to go into that plant, but instead told them to seal it off, apparently to try to free up his troops for a broader campaign in the east. Kirby says the Russians haven't taken Mariupol. There's still active resistance. His advice? We have to watch and see what the Russians actually do here. Kirby spoke to CNN. I'm Rita Foley.
The United Nations announced Friday that Secretary General Antonio Guterres will meet Russian President Putin in Moscow on Tuesday. He's also expected to have a working lunch with the Russian foreign minister. The UN chief wrote to Putin on Tuesday requesting a meeting to discuss the next steps toward peace in Ukraine. He also wrote to Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, and his spokesperson is in contact with the government in Kyiv about scheduling a visit there as well. This is VOA.